Blog Talk Radio.
On a mountain, in a valley, I see only God. In hardship, I see Him by my side. In ease and well-being, I see only God. Like a candle, I melt amidst the sparks of her flames. I see only God. Good morning and welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. This is Mara, and thank you for joining me for this appointment with God, for this time when we together join our breath with God's breath. Let's take a few minutes to begin breathing together, breathing in slowly, pulling the air as though it's coming through your feet. As we listen to Anil's Be Still Thy Soul, I will be quiet as you prepare. Make us each one source of light. What a relaxing realization that our primary mission on Earth, if we use space terms, is to be a source of light. To be a source of light. It's not to be perfect all the time, which I think is construed many times by many, that that's what it is. You have to be perfect. But it's instead, since you're not perfect, to be moving toward being kind to one another. And as time passes, you'll find that you will have fewer and fewer moments when you're willing to step off the peace train and be angry and use unacceptable words. But every now and again, we all do, because we're human. But that's okay. We're human with divine spirits. We're each uniquely created and divinely inspired. And in that process of divine inspiration, we are left with a choice of reaching out and taking the hand of God and moving through our day holding God's hand, or alternatively, trying it on our own. You get to decide which you do, whether you succeed or you don't succeed. But you're only in charge of you. You don't have control over anyone else. So with that said, right now today, we're going to focus on you and on the value that you bring to the table. And so we're going to do a meditation where we look at your strengths. And it's going to be a guided meditation because I will periodically suggest ideas to you. But all of the ideas are going to follow one word, or two words, excuse me, I am. Now, why would I select those words? Well, probably there are many reasons. God was speaking to Moses, he told him to go back and tell the Jews that the great I am had come to him. The enormity of that realization is about to be before you, because I would like you to tell me, what did God tell Moses his name was? I am. And as you read popular people who have been able to channel with God and are delivering messages, beautiful messages of love from God lately, one of them that is very, very compelling comes from Neil Donald Walsh. And it says that the most powerful statements that we can say are I am. So what is it that I am? We know that God is divine. So I am divine. But that is such a burden that we resist it. Instead, we want to put responsibility for all of the chaos and the pain and the suffering that occurs in the world on God. So God led us to this place where we as humans destroy each other with our words, with our deeds. I don't think so. God is love. We've had many wonderful messengers that have told us that. And what did we as people do? We tended to parse ourselves off into groups of us and them. So if we believed in this particular messenger who was delivering a message of love, whether it's Muhammad, Buddha, Jesus, although I'll take the Buddhist out of that because I don't believe they believe they're the only ones who know God. So if it's Muhammad or Jesus, and if you don't pick the right leader, you're doomed. But they ignore in saying that. Both groups ignore in saying that. That the message of each of the messengers is one of love. God loves you. And to believe that that you are a part of God, that you have a divine challenge to show more, to show the light, to be a part of the light, is huge, because now it's creating obligations of love. Not going with this human judgment syndrome, but stepping away from that and loving. So today we are going to meditate on the beautiful you. You beautiful guys and gals out there who may have lost sight of your value in the eyes of God, in the mind of God. And we're going to do that to a meditation piece that's very long, and it will give you lots of time to think and move deeply into this realization that you are enough, and it is called Meditation Station, Pool of the Soul. And so I would like for you to find a comfortable spot. I encourage people to meditate in the same place all the time, if they can, but then I also encourage people to meditate all the time, and obviously they're not going to sit in the same place. So how can you do that? Well, I would like you to meditate when you're sitting in the car and you're in a traffic jam and you're waiting for the cars to move. Because it's a nice time to connect with people by sending prayers. So I send a prayer to that guy over there in that Nissan, although I don't know if that's what they're called anymore. And I send a prayer to that person up there in that Jaguar. I do know that's what they're called. I send a prayer to the person in the Ford. I sometimes recognize those cars better than any other. I send a prayer to the person next to me in the Toyota. And I could have made a joke there, but I'm not going to. I send prayers. So when you're stopped in traffic, sure, you can meditate. When you're about to go in and do your job and you're facing a very difficult task, it's a good time to meditate. There's no doubt about it that you should meditate as often as you can. And the simple process, the beginning of meditation, is taking 3 deep breaths. And the reason I encourage people to breathe as though they're breathing through their feet is it helps elongate the breath. It helps open up the lungs because it's a bit further up to the heart and the lungs through the feet. And let's try that for a minute before I put on the music. Let's get ourselves into a place. And if there's a place where you do long periods of meditation, that place will always carry the residual energy of the last time you were there. And hopefully, though, you are not, when I invite you, reaching out and taking the hand of God, having left God there the last time. So let us take in a deep breath, beginning to breathe in through the soles of our feet, as though our noses were there. And as you pull the breath in, I want you to pull it and feel it coming up the front of your calves. And if you've already finished your breath, that's okay. And you can keep taking sips. You don't have to blow out if you want. Then pull the breath up the front of your thighs. Cross together, and you now at your spine, the base of your spine. And now you're going to pull the breath up through what? The zones of energy, the divining rod. So you're going to pull the breath past your base chakra, which is right at your tailbone. It's where you hold fear, and you're going to release fear as you are moving into a meditation of love for yourself. So you're going to release the fears that you are not enough. And then you are going to pull that breath up a little bit further, and you're going to come into the sacral chakra zone, and that is the zone of creativity. I almost call that the intuitive spark zone. It's where you get a sense that you know a solution, that you have a new idea. And it interests me that it is so close to the zone of fear. Because many times and most times we tap down our creative feelings and knowledge. And so we're going to pull fresh air, fresh fearless air across your sacral chakra, the zone of creativity. And we're going to now pull fearless and creative air up into your solar plexus, your stomach zone, the zone of healing. And as you cross that, pull that breath, feel it going, healing energy going out through your body. Pulling your breath up next to your heart. the zone of love. Thrust back your shoulders so your heart can do what it's meant to do, which is love. Forgive yourself for not having always loved, and forgive others for not having loved you. So now you have fearless breath, creative, you have healing breath, you have loving breath, and you are now entering the zone of greatest problems. When I was at church last week, somebody was reading these passages from the book of James, and they were just full of admonitions, letters, reminding people to watch their words. We know the Bible's pretty old, and I can tell you even then, obviously, so much pain could be spread with words. So as we approach the throat chakra, I want you to take that fearless, creative, healing, loving energy, and I want you to release all old words that have been said to you and that you have said that were not love. So we are pulling only a loving energy through the throat chakra, an energy that says, I am enough. The great I am enough. And now pull your energy up, this fearless, creative, healing, loving, forgiving energy. And for a moment, pause between your eyes at your third eye. And envision the day that you would like to live. And expand that now to be the month. Let's empower that thought by sitting there for a minute, just in the zone of manifestation, right before you get to the crown chakra. But I want you to feel the energy of the crown chakra as it's opening. And God's breath is coming down to join yours. Reach out your dominant hand and take the hand of God. And now sit there for 2 minutes in the zone of manifestation, breathing and sharing breath with God. And imagine the day, the week, the month, and the next month on month that you choose to have in your life. And as you do so, start thinking in words that follow I am. And the first word I give to you to help on this time, as you reach out your non-dominant hand and take the hand of another listener's God, and you begin to feel the powerful coursing energy of a circle that is full of divinely inspired humans, encircled each on either side by God. And as you feel the powerful energy of knowing that God is on either side of you and all around you always, think, I am safe. is the feeling of safety begins to overwhelm you with a sense of peace, I want you to add, I am loved. Feel the peace and security you feel sitting here, surrounded by God on either side, knowing you are safe and you are loved. Imagine the day that you could have, that no matter what travail, no matter what pain, no matter what suffering came to you, no matter what joy, you knew, I am safe and I am loved. Revel in that feeling and plan your day knowing that is true. And now add to that mix, I am valuable. I am on a life mission. I am an important part of the whole. I matter. See your day stretch out a little bit broader, a little bit more full, a day full of possibilities. Because you matter, I am important. I am valued. I am safe. I am loved. Now, for 2 minutes, the last 2 minutes of the song, I would like for you to sit just knowing I am. Feel the loving energy of God on either side of you moving through you as your soul ignites the room with its beautiful glow. And that energy is moving between us all in this circle. as the circle expands in awareness. And we sit here aware, just in the peace and beauty of I am. Feel the wonderful presence of God around you, and know that this feeling can go with you all day, today, and every day. You need simply invite God to be with you. You need simply focus on being the best person that you can be in the moment. And when that person doesn't meet some standards that you have for yourself, you can let go of your self-judgments. You can remind yourself, I am enough. And you can move on into the next moment, surrounded by love, surrounded by God, knowing you are enough just the way you are, and you are uniquely created, divinely inspired. Special. Everyone is special. Everyone is on a divine mission. And that mission is to live your life in a way that keeps you happy and to let other people lead their lives. May peace be with you today and every day. And may you know the peace and joy of breathing and joining your breath with God's breath. Namaste, my friends. Have a lovely week and know peace.
What is love?
Find yourself, my friends. Find yourself. Namaste.